Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in, Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us every single Tuesday at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'd like to start by saying congratulations to Randy after his good news this week. His daughter going to UGA. That's an awesome piece of news.
I appreciate it, B.A. Like I keep saying, still really, really excited for it, but I do appreciate it. That means a lot, B.
Yes, sir.
What from Saturday, I mean, there's just... Maybe is there anything that you can say about the Georgia game that relates to this week or big picture? Obviously, Carson Beck looked really good, but when it's UMass, it's kind of is what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't take much from it either way. I don't get too stressed out about the fact that Georgia didn't play well defensively, nor do I get too excited about the fact they kind of did play well offensively. But, you know, I would say at least, you know, a week after the Tennessee game in which they – most consistent offensive performance of the season, you know, kind of four quarters. The fact that they follow that up by, you know, pretty good showing against UMass, didn't get off to a slow start, weren't kind of playing around. They came out there and put something together. I take some positives out of that. And, you know, maybe that's a sign that maybe this offense has the chance to turn the corner here down the stretch. So I do take something from that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just a game that's sort of a non-entity, a box to be checked, and now you move on.
What about this game, B.A.? Because it is Friday, and every day, B.A., for some reason, I keep having to remind myself that this game is Friday night. And you got a team that Tech, with all the confidence in the world, and you kind of felt it after the game against NC State, a lot of, I won't say jawing, but a lot of confident vibes coming up out of that. Is this the best team that they've had since Kirby's been there? I know they beat us in his first year, but I'm just saying, overall team, do you think it's the best team that we're going to face this week since Kirby's been there?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when's the last time Tech had a winning record coming to this game? I mean, I can't think of the last time. It seems like it's been a while. So, Georgia's in a similar situation. Even with 12-team playoff and all that stuff being different, Georgia's in a kind of a similar situation where they've been before, where, you know, every year that Georgia and Georgia Tech have played since 2017, Georgia has been going into that game knowing they were also going to play in the SEC championship. And for the most part, Georgia doesn't look pass Tech. They've been really good at not doing that. I guess the one difference here is that Tech is probably a little bit better than it's been before. I think they've won seven times. And also, we are in a season in which, gosh, anything seems capable of happening right at any point. So that probably kind of adds the confidence level a bit. And also, if we're being honest, you know, Georgia at times has looked pretty gettable here. So I think if there's Tech confidence, I think it's based on those three things. This is an improved version of Tech. This is not a perfect version of Georgia. And there's nothing that's all that shocking in a year like this where crazy stuff seems to happen on kind of a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, and it did last Saturday. I mean, without question. We didn't even hardly talk about the scenarios for Georgia to get into the SEC championship game last week because we didn't think they'd all play out on in one day. And they all played out on Saturday. Like, they would still, we could be talking about it this week had it not gone the way that it did, and maybe it broke their way this weekend. I wonder, though, like, does them already knowing that they're in the SEC championship game before they play Tech impact anything at all to you? I mean, it makes it potential for looking past it, but like knowing that they're already going to be in it, does that change the way you analyze this game against Tech at all?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, as a fan, and I'm obviously a Georgia partisan here, I was kind of looking forward to Georgia playing Tech with kind of a lot on the line where, you know, the Tech game is the game you need to make the playoff, and you don't have anything to look to the next week. That there is no reason for any of your energy to be anything on other than beating Tech and feeding off the big crowd and all that kind of stuff. I was kind of excited about what the atmosphere for this game was going to be when I thought that Georgia wasn't going to be in the SEC championship. And then as that crazy day is playing on Saturday, you sort of realize that's falling in your lap. Well, now in a roundabout way, this sort of feels like what typical Georgia and Georgia Tech games have felt like. And I think any coach will tell you, not just Kirby Smart, but I think that any coach trying to play this long, grinding, grueling season, especially if it's an SEC schedule where you're playing some real grizzly bears, I think how you stay focused and motivated for as many of those games as you possibly can, to me, that's more of the challenge right now than the schematic stuff. Now, I expect Georgia to win, so I'm not making an excuse for if they lose, but I do think that Georgia has given a lot of energy over to its previous games. And now it knows that its chase for a championship is now potentially one game longer because, you know, I hate to say it this way, but it has to play in the SEC championship. You know, all of a sudden now you've got to try to find that sort of extra level of juice for the Tech game that you otherwise might not need to try to go find.
B.A., what did you think when, you know, because like Andy said, we didn't even discuss it because of the stuff. I'm like, there's no way Georgia's getting in, all these blah, blah, blah. But then you see how everything played out last week. What was your thought process after, you know, watching Wood Down, especially in the SEC last week?
So I'd have been excited all day long because Georgia played an early game, 12:45, and I knew I was going to get come home and watch some football, something I don't always get to do on Saturdays because, you know, the Georgia games take up a lot of time. So I was really excited about that, and I was loving it, man. It was so interesting to watch these games play out. But then as the Oklahoma thing is going on, all of a sudden you start doing the math in your head, and you realize, oh, gosh, if this continues, Georgia's going to the SEC championship. And I didn't wake up thinking about that at all. But when you start seeing these dominoes start to fall, you realize how possible, you know, that could be. And so you had to sort of kind of start doing some thinking on that in a way that you weren't before. And the honest truth is, while I think I was in line with some people who thought, hey, not playing in the game is probably a good thing, the truth is, we're going to see these playoff rankings come out again tonight. If Georgia were to win the SEC and get one, like let's say the 2 seed or the 3 seed in the playoff, the actual truth is Georgia's chance of winning the national championship may go up because just based on some of the mock brackets you see right now, that has the potential of being a pretty favorable draw. There's a chance that you don't have to play either Ohio State or Oregon until the national championship game, which would at least theoretically be to your benefit. So, I mean, I think you can say, well, you're just talking yourself into it. Maybe I am, but I do think it actually becomes a little easier to talk yourself into the SEC championship once you sort of get an idea what the full bracket might look like.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. That bye, I just think, is invaluable. What team after their performance last week? Because like, there's a lot of teams that have different levels of benefit of the doubt, whether it's brand or maybe you saw them on a certain Saturday and really bought into it or whatever. Like whatever reason it is that you're still giving a team credit. What team lost all credit with you last Saturday?
You know, I don't know that I'd say it the same. The best answer to the question is, I was really surprised that Ole Miss fell flat against Florida because, I mean, I've never really had a ton of respect for Lane Kiffin as a coach, just being honest. But based on the roster that he put together and based on the way they played against Georgia, that's one of those things where, you know, I had to say, hey, credit where credit's due. Lane Kiffin looks like a real football coach right now. But then to go to Gainesville and really just get beat. I mean, they just got beat. And now all three of their losses are against unranked teams. And so if we're talking about the possibility of a three-loss SEC team still potentially making the playoff, and I believe that we are, I don't see how it can be Ole Miss just given the kinds of losses they've racked up. So I definitely think, you know, based on where I thought my opinion was, I definitely think, you know, I'm now a lot lower on Ole Miss because Florida upset LSU, and then you walk right into their building, let the same thing happen to you. That's a level of a lack of preparation that I did not expect Ole Miss to show in that spot.
What about Bama? I mean, it always seems like Jalen Milroe is Superman when a uniform has a G on the helmet. I mean, his performance, and I said this, B.A., I remember last year when he got benched after the Texas game. It was awful. But this seemed like this was on a next level, just the fact of how he was turning the ball at the rate he was turning the ball over.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think it's all that surprising they lost necessarily because, as we said before, anything can happen. But the fact they only scored 3 points is wild to me. I mean, that is such a poor offensive showing. I just find that to be... That was the most shocking part of that. But I'll tell you, I don't think Bama's dead yet. Mm. I think of all the three lost teams, I still think they're the one most likely to make the playoff. In fact, we had to do a little thing for work, but we predicted our playoff field. I still have Alabama in as the 12th seed.
Really?
It'll be interesting to see what they do with them tonight, right? I think that might give you a little bit of a hint. I also think, I mean, obviously A&M controls their own destiny. A&M beats Texas and wins the SEC championship game. Then they're the SEC champion with 3 losses and they get in. But what about South Carolina, man? Like, they're playing better.
Yeah.
They're 8-3. They've got Clemson, who is ranked pretty high at this point. We'll see where they're ranked tonight. But they've got Clemson this weekend. Like, they could sneak their way in there as well if some things break their way.
Well, I think that South Carolina is definitely playing better to end the season than Bama or Ole Miss are. And they have a chance to get a really validating win by beating Clemson. I think it's one of the better games of this weekend. But the thing is if I'm Alabama and I have the same record as South Carolina and I also beat South Carolina, which Alabama did earlier this season, you know, that's a pretty convincing argument. And in the case of Ole Miss, they didn't just beat them. They beat them on the road and they beat them bad. So I think that South Carolina is actually really good. I think that, you know, Lenore Sellers is playing better and that defense is terrific. But they lost to the wrong teams in the SEC, I believe, to have the prevailing argument for why they should be in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It's, again, not knowing at all what they value on a week-to-week basis or what they might value when they make the Final 12. It's hard to say, but yeah, that's crazy. They're playing. Do they value who's playing the best right now? Do they value strength of schedule, strength of record, whatever?
Do they value uniform color?
Do they value head-to-head? They definitely value uniform logo. Like, we've seen them do that before. And South Carolina's logo is not as appealing to the committee probably as Alabama's is. But, yeah, man, it's all going to be fascinating. We're going to watch it play out together and talk about it every Tuesday at 120. B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.